A reading from the book of Genesis. After the man Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord God called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." Then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat." The man replied, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and so I ate it." The Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" The woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." Then the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl. The dirt you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel." The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. The word of the Lord.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds.
The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Are you and I willing to let the word of God be done in our lives as it is in heaven? That's a question worthy of pondering, certainly worth responding to. Mary said yes to God. She said yes in a manner that was already prepared for from all eternity, before she was even conceived in the womb of her mother, Anne. She was preordained in the mind of God to be the vessel, that creature whom God would call his son to be manifest in the flesh in the fullness of time. She was given a singular grace to not have any effect whatsoever of the original sin of our first parents, Adam and Eve. We hear the account in the book of Genesis. This was a grace given to her in advance. She merited this she didn't merit it. It was based on the merits of Jesus the Christ, of what he would accomplish through his life, death, and resurrection. She was given in advance, because for God, nothing is impossible. God is both in time and out of time. So when Jesus does what he does in time, it's already present in eternity. So this is how it is possible for the Blessed Virgin Mary to be kept free from all sin. Now, there are three misconceptions associated with this solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. I hope if it's a pun, a little bit of a pun there, but it's not intended. But there are three primary misconceptions that people maintain about this solemnity. The first is that because she was conceived in the womb of her mother and without any sin whatsoever, that means she's equal to God. That simply is not the case. Adam and Eve were created without sin. They were not equal to God. They were like God. Just as you and I are created to God's image and likeness, so it was. The Blessed Virgin Mary was like God. And this was the temptation that the serpent approached Eve with. He knows that if you eat from that tree, that fruit, you're going to be like him. You shall know like him, good from evil, and so forth. Well, that was a lie. As we know, he's the father of lies. And as I mentioned at the Vigil Mass, Adam is there like a dumb dog. He should have been barking. He should have been exposing his lie, but he didn't say anything. He sat there and let his wife be subtly seduced with this word of deceit. And so it went the way it went. The second misconception is that Mary wasn't conceived naturally as children are conceived with a man and a woman. This is not the case. She was conceived of the seed of her father Joachim with her mother Anne. The third misconception is that because she was without sin, she was not in need of a Savior. Well, if we go to the next chapter of this Gospel of St. Luke, it presents Our Lady moving with haste to the hill country of Judea to go and visit with her cousin Elizabeth, whom she's already been told is with child 6 months, for nothing is impossible for God. She greets Elizabeth, Elizabeth, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth says with great astonishment, how is it that you come to me, the mother of my Lord? For the moment your greeting sounded in my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Mary pronounces her first words. She says, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. That is not the expression of a woman who does not see her need for a Savior. So what we are being presented with today is God's presentation of us, of the Blessed Virgin Mary, as a reminder of what was intended from the beginning. Our original state of holiness was such that we were not to die. Adam and Eve were created to be immortal. But with the advent of sin, the wages of sin is death. Through the envy of the devil, it entered the world. But God, not to be outdone. And certainly, even in the midst of the fall, we hear what we call the proto-evangelium, the first gospel, the first good news. For even in the midst of the fall, God speaks a prophetic word. I shall set enmity between your offspring and his offspring. In other words, great hostility, absolute hatred for one another, hatred to the point of death. You shall crush his head, and he shall strike at your heel. Therein, a prophetic word confirming there will be a definitive victory, and that victory was established when Jesus mounted the gibbet of the cross of his own free will for love, in obedience to the Father, and in his rising from the grave, he restored us to eternal life. For you and I today, as we consider this solemnity, when we think about our sinfulness, just to say, I'm a sinner, we oftentimes feel really bad about ourselves, as if we are bad people because we're sinners. But that's not how it's to be understood. Sin doesn't mean that you and I are bad people. It simply means we are not perfect people. We are sinners who are loved by God in a process of being sanctified, in a process of being perfected. Perfection is the work of God. No human being can perfect themselves. It is God's will, as we hear St. Paul says, that every spiritual grace and blessing has been bestowed upon you and I. To know his mysteries, to know him, to love him and serve him with absolute surrender. Mary said yes, not only in that one moment, but every moment of her life, she said yes to God. I asked the children at the Mass this morning, I said, what did the book of Genesis say about Adam after he ate from the fruit? The child said, he was afraid. He was hiding because he was afraid. I said, that's right. And that's something for us to think on. One of the consequences of sin is that it inspires a fearfulness of God, an unhealthy fear of God. We're afraid to come into the presence of God. And that shouldn't be the case. God calls us, each one of us, come to me. You're burdened in this life. Come, learn from me. I am gentle and humble of heart. Come, learn from me. Mary stands with us today. She is the one who is that mediatrix, the one who cooperates with this plan of God to restore all things in Christ. She is the one who says to us, her last recorded words in the gospel, in John's gospel, do whatever he tells you after the miraculous transformation of water into wine. Are you and I willing to say yes to God? His invitation is before us. Perhaps as we approach Jesus in the most blessed sacrament tonight, regardless of whether you're getting a blessing or you're receiving Jesus as he is under the appearance of the bread, body, blood, soul, and divinity, perhaps in your heart, and you can say to the Lord, I am the son or the daughter of your handmaid. Let it be done to me according to your word. And a beautiful prayer that we can conclude this reflection with is associated with the night prayer of the Divine Office. Loving Mother of the Redeemer, Gate of Heaven, Star of the Sea, assist your people who have fallen, its strive to rise again. To the wonderment of nature you bore your Creator, yet remained a virgin after as before. You who receive Gabriel's joyful greeting, have pity on us, poor sinners. Amen. God love you.